Good afternoon, Exotic Vet. This is Emily.
Hi, Em. It's Lisa. How are you?
Oh, hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was
just going so far.
Oh, it's so hot. Like, it's 3:15 in the afternoon, and it's 36 degrees in Roma.
Yeah, ew. You can keep that.
But it's not... It is not humid. It's just dry.
Right.
I am totally okay with this. I'm hardly sweating.
Well, that's good then.
I know. It's really good for me because then I don't smell.
Yeah.
I'm just about to drive. So my first clinic in Charleville did that this morning and then drove 3 hours to my next clinic. And then I'm just about to do another two-hour drive to Taroom and doing a business review and having dinner at the pub with the vet. So,
I know.
It's a nice trip out here. And I saw baby emus.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I took a photo. I put it on Facebook.
That is sure it is. I'll have to have a look.
I know. And then, the photos I took yesterday, I saw the same dad and the babies this morning, but there was an idiot sitting up my bum, so I couldn't stop and take more photos.
Oh.
But they were right on the edge of the road, just pecking away in the grass. It was so cute.
So witty.
I know. I so wanted to take one home.
Yeah. But we can't. We gotta love them from afar.
I know. I was just calling to see how Ralph is before I don't have any phone service for the next 2 hours.
Yeah. Look, he's still eating very minimal. He had like a couple of crickets for Vanessa yesterday. And he had a mealworm on Saturday and one more mealworm today. And he's been offered his salad, but he's just really kind of like, was that?
Yeah, he just gives a stink eye.
And same with these blueberries, because I chopped up some blueberries really small and mixed it in with, like, some apple and carrot and, like, his herbs. And he was, like, looking at it like, I wanna eat that, but just get it.
No.
But he's currently staring at us and is observing everything.
Yeah, that's... I don't understand.
Hey Lisa, can I ask you about feces?
Yes.
And how are yours on the Bristol School Stool Scale? How have yours been? No, up.
Normal.
Oh, excellent. So you're about a 4 or 5. Wonderful. Ralph, what about him? Has he been pooping?
He last pooped, I think it was Thursday morning, I believe, or Wednesday morning, and it looked normal.
Okay, cool. And what's his normal? Like, how often?
When he's eating, it's every couple of days, but honestly, it's been like once a week.
Oh, okay. At the moment, it's once a week. Okay, when he's eating really, really well, it's every couple of days. And does he usually go... Hang on. I'll put you on to Chrissy because I was going to grab the other phone. She's got lots of questions about poo.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm good.
How's it out west? Is it shit?
No, I really like it out here.
Really? Oh, that's good. Okay.
Yeah. It's hot, but it's dry.
Yes, I know. I was born in Toowoomba, so I'm more used to that out there.
Oh, it's even drier out here.
Yeah,
The further I get home, I mean, I'm only 3 hours east of where I was yesterday, but it's more drier even at Charleville compared to Roma.
Bloody hell, yeah. Crazy, hey?
But, yeah, I like it out here.
Yeah.
I kind of want to live out here, but my boss said no.
No, it's a bit far away, isn't it? Oh, God. I'm sure Ralph would like it out there.
Yeah, look, I've wanted to bring him, but it would have been too stressful trying to deal with that.
No, I know, for sure, yeah. Okay, so he goes once a week usually.
His norm is every couple of days. Okay. But since he went into brumation, he obviously didn't poop then, and then he's just not pooped as normal since then. It's been like maybe once a week if we're lucky.
Yeah. Okay.
But I also put that down to that he hasn't been eating. Consistency wise, it's normal. It hasn't.
And will he usually only go outside of his tank, or will he go in it? Ever?
He'll poop inside as well.
Oh, if he needs to. Yeah, okay. Because I know Harry, he refuses to poo in his tank. He will only go out when I put him outside on the weekends.
Yeah.
So he's really stubborn like that. Okay.
He will, like, if he... Sometimes he will hold it, and then I'll take him out and he'll poop straight away.
Yeah, okay.
But he does go in his enclosure if he needs to.
Yeah, if he needs to. Yeah, alrighty. Yeah. No problem. And what's his favourite food? What does he
I bought
like?
All of his favourite food.
Yeah, all his favourites. Okay, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Em said that he's not even, like, he will devour blueberries, and Em said he's not even really interested in them.
Yeah, okay.
Alright. Yeah. Because if he was going to eat anything, it would have been crickets, mealworms, and blueberries.
Yeah, okay, alright. Ness said he ate, like, 3 crickets for yesterday. And then he didn't touch his veggies from yesterday to this morning. And then Emily gave him a couple of mealworms. I think he ate like 3 or something mealworms this morning. But Ness doesn't want us to do bugs every day, so we're going to do it like every second day maybe. And see how he goes with that and hopefully entice him to eat some veggies.
Even since I got him, like he will pick at them, but I don't know if he was just fed bugs before you
probably.
Guys got him.
I can't remember, but I feel like he probably was. But I mean, he was in hospital here for quite a while when he was surrendered.
And he ate veggies?
I'm pretty sure he did, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like he did.
Like, I see him every now and then picking at them. So he's not like he's not eating them. But it's just been recently, he's just like, nah.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't want him to, like starve to death. Like,
no,
him...
Yeah.
Him and bloody Boomer. Boomer wouldn't eat again for me on the weekend,
really?
And he's down to 127 grams now.
Yeah.
Because I had him at he got up to 136, and I don't know if he's just had a growth spurt because he did shed, but now he's down to 127 grams, and he just doesn't want to eat either, so I'm like, oh, well, I feel like a shit reptile mum.
Is this the Owen Pelly, or is that a different one?
No, that's the Owen Pelly.
Oh, it is. Yeah, okay. So he has been eating. Do you still have to force feed him?
I have to still assist feed, and I had him, so before this weekend of, like, just gone and the one before, I was able to get 2 pinky mice into him each week for, like, 4 weeks. But, yeah, he's just dropped weight too, so I don't know. I feel like, it's just...
Bloody snakes, honestly.
All my others are fine.
Yeah.
All my others are fine. It's just, it's Mark.
Yeah, true, right? It's his snake.
Mark picked a dog. A dog.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's okay. I just obviously don't want Ralph to, you know,
Nah, we'll
Star
keep an eye
War
on him.
And see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was looking around just before when I was watching him. So.
Oh yeah, he looks around and he's good at giving the stink eye. And does all that. I don't know. There's nothing in his mouth that he's got sore that. Because he does look interested sometimes in food, but then he doesn't want to eat. So I was like, oh, is something going wrong in his mouth?
Didn't it?
I don't know.
His mouth when he came in last time,
She only had a look at the colour. We didn't do a big.
Okay.
Okay. So I don't know if that's worth maybe having a look at while he's there.
Yeah, I'll mention it to her.
I'm only saying that because my Shih Tzu that I had, Yogi, he wanted to eat really, really bad, but then he couldn't because his mouth was painful. That's the only reason, and I only, like, just thought of that earlier today. I'm like, oh, I wonder if there's something in his mouth.
No, I'll mention it to Ness and have a look, because he's on the meloxicam too, so that'll help with any pain that he might have.
I just don't know. There's no other reason. I mean, I know we did bloods, and his liver is not great. But I don't know. I don't know. I just want to find an easy answer to this, and there's not one.
No, there's not. Poor little bugger.
That's
okay. He'll be right. We'll keep an eye on him.
Yeah, thank you.
That's okay. Because when you come back,
Friday afternoon. I get back, but I'm not sure exactly what time. So, I'll come and pick him up on Saturday.
No worries. Yeah.
If that's okay.
Yeah. No, that's all right. Yeah, you're out there a long bloody time, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to make the most of it.
Yeah. It's ages.
Gives me a break from Mark.
Yeah, true, right? A little kind of holiday, half holiday.
I just, I come out, I socialise, I don't have to pay for anything, I get a break.
And you get to see all the wildlife out there.
Oh, my God, I do. It's amazing.
Yeah. Did you see emus? Was that one of your...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So cool. And I saw the same daddy emu with his babies this morning, but there was someone sitting up my bum on the Warrego Highway, so I couldn't stop to take photos.
Oh,
bugger. Because they were closer... than yesterday. They were right on the side of the road.
Yeah.
So bloody cute.
Yeah. But, that's so cool. Nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All righty. I better get back to
it. Yeah. Well. I'm gonna drive out to Taroom now. Another casual 2-hour drive.
Fun. Good luck with that.
Thanks.
All right. Well, we'll keep you posted, but, yeah, he's all right.
Okay.
Annoying.
Thanks, Chrissy.
That's
okay.
We'll talk to you later.
Have a good afternoon.
You too. Bye.